This is my rewriting of When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and it goes like this.
Donation!
When Johnny comes marching home again. When Johnny comes marching home again. When Johnny comes marching home again, we'll all go out and welcome him. Never mind the shape he's in. And we'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. As great and grand and glorious rags. The ones that put on the body bags. And we'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went and how he likes the president. Casualties are an accident. And later on when the sickness comes. Later on when the sickness comes. Later on when the sickness comes from chemicals and uranium. We'll wring our hands and we'll all play dumb. Their part. The veterans who did their part. See the veterans who did their part and came back home with a purple heart. Walking around with a shopping cart. See where all the legs he used to run. Where all the legs he used to run. Where all the legs he used to run before you went to carry a gun. Well, I'm afraid your dancing days are done. You have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You're an armless, legless, chickenless egg. They'll have to put you out of the hole to dig. See, it's always been like that. Yeah, all for the banker and his money sack. So tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow and get on with your life somehow. They're taking your little brother now.
For returning to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice, I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Is Organic Food Marketing Hype? A debate. You can hear this program at 96.5 FM, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com, or you can hear it at accesssacramento.org.
We're in the question and answer session of this Intelligence Squared U.S. debate. I'm John Donvan of ABC News, your moderator, and we have six debaters, two teams of three, debating this motion, Organic Food is Marketing Hype. We're going back to the audience for questions. Gentleman in the blue shirt.
This question is for Dr. Rangan. You talked about the fact that, or you claimed there was the fact that organic food could be verified and there were standards for organic food. So my question for you is, if I gave you an apple and you had to do an analysis to determine whether it was organic or not, and it was a scientific analysis, what exactly would you do to verify that it was an organic apple?
Yeah, your point is well taken. It is a production. It's the Organic Food Production Act, and it's about production, and the seal is on the food. And just incidentally, there's also a whole scientific advisory board that reviews and approves materials that are allowed and prohibited in processed foods as well as in fresh food. But the point is, and that's why there is so much record keeping involved, there is so much work involved for a farmer to become organic, because the whole paper trail of what went into that farm has to be documented. Everything that went into the particular jam that was processed has to be documented. John, and the materials used are restricted, and that is the framework that exists.
It's a very interesting question. When I was head of the Food Standards Agency, we started sponsoring research to develop such tests, and such tests can be developed because, this is a bit of technical chemistry, the isotopes of carbon and nitrogen that come from chemical fertilizers are different from the isotopes out of manure or compost. But the organic movement strongly opposed this, and they said it was a complete waste of money to develop these tests. They never said why they thought it was a complete waste of money, but I thought I had a pretty good idea that a lot of the produce that's on sale as organic is not actually genuinely organic.
Well, John, I think you should speak for the UK on that, because there's a lot of us that follow what goes on in the United States, and the organic label has meaning in this country.
Let's go back to the audience for questions.
Does the regulator carry out the tests?
No.
Ma'am, can you see me looking at you?
They enforce the rule.
If you could stand up, yes. And we'll bring a microphone.
Hi, I am a member of the media. I work at Martha Stewart Living, and I've worked on cookbooks. But I have a question. One of the things that hasn't been addressed here at all tonight is the question of flavor. It's hard to get away from the fact that an organic banana tastes like a banana, or an organic peach tastes like a peach. That's less and less true of conventional produce.
Are you actually, your question really is, does an organic food taste better, and isn't that one of its benefits?
Yes,
right?
Okay. I guess that's the question.
John, fair question.
Thank you.
John, believe it or not, this question actually is germane to the debate.
No, I agree that it is. I just want the other side to answer it. I'll come back to you, Charles.
I have been privileged to watch a program taped by a couple of comedians who perform primarily in Las Vegas, who conducted a number of blind taste tests on the street in Las Vegas, and nobody could tell the difference from nothing. This whole freshness thing, fresher tastes better. If your organic is fresher, it may taste better, but that's apart from its being organic.
John.
Charles.
I really appreciate this question because it's very important. The organic food industry has not claimed that organic food tastes better. They don't have the systems in place and the ability to guarantee a consumer that it's always going to taste better. And it's an example of where the industry has not gone over that line. I actually think the organic food industry has been fairly responsible in not getting beyond the science and beyond what they can guarantee.
Question, please, though.
Yes, question. Thank you. My question is that for people who are interested in sustainably produced agriculture, there's some consumer concern that the rise of industrial organic agriculture, which was touched on briefly, has sort of called into question the rigorous standards that are in place for determining whether something is organic or not, and I was hoping the panel could speak to that.
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot of... I mean, what size does my farm get too big to be moral? I mean, what size farm is immoral?
Confined animal feeding operations.
I think it's useful to point out that if we're talking about the chickens being indoors or outdoors, the reason we get flu every year is from Asia, where most of the chickens and ducks are still kept outdoors, and they are wandering up and down the street of the village, and it is the interaction between humans and those animals that we get the Asian flu. We get cholera from hogs. We had, this is historic, most of our epidemic diseases have come about through this close interaction of people and animals, and modern confinement production is protecting you from those diseases.
Okay, Urvashi, since we're talking about standards.
I'm sorry, Dennis, that is just garbage. That is not the case. I'm sorry. Confined animal feeding operations, I don't know if anybody's heard about lagoon pits of poo the size of a great lake that exist, and these are bacterial cesspools for lots of viruses. The H1N1 was a mixture of bird, pig, maybe something else. We have huge hog farms in North Carolina. We have huge problems with bacterial problems down there from the poo pits. This doesn't just come from China. We've got the problem right here with industrialized agriculture in this country.
White shirt, right behind you. This is our last question.
The part of the marketing that I'm interested in hearing about is the health-oriented marketing that could be either viewed as hype from the one side or not. And what I had a hard time following was the notion that on the one side that defended organic, there was a listing of 80 scientific papers that proved the health benefits of organically produced food. So I was hoping that we could actually talk just briefly about one and then just ask the other side why that's not accurate.
Okay. Sure. The British Journal of Medicine published a study about 2 years ago that showed that children born to mothers who consume predominantly organic milk and meat during pregnancy, with its elevated levels of conjugated linoleic acids, which are a hard, healthy fat, had lower levels of eczema. It was really the first time an actual health benefit in humans from consuming organic food has been proven and published in a peer-reviewed journal. And of course, this is for any health problem. So many different things affect health. It's very unusual to be able to trace a disease or to a single part of our lifestyle. So when I said before that there's 80 studies, those are studies comparing the nutrient levels in organic food to conventional food. Now, there's a lot of people that feel eating more nutrients really doesn't make you any healthier, but you got to wonder why the U.S. government is spending so much time and energy trying to get us to eat more fruits and vegetables.
John Krebs.
Well, it's very simple. In that study, as in many others, it's very difficult to tease apart the contribution of different factors. And there's no clear proof in that study that the benefits that Chuck has alluded to were to do with eating organic food, because there are a lot of other different differences between the comparison populations. So we still don't have any evidence that organic food is healthier for you.
And that concludes round two of this debate.
suspect.
Fly.
Sorry, I don't know where he is. Or, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him.
Fly.
I want him, you know, I want justice. Dead or alive.
Fly.
Connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein. War is my last choice. We're going to smoke them out. Bring them on. You think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place? A wiretap requires a court order. Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong. No one can now doubt the word of America.
Now let's impeach the president for hijacking our religion and using it to get elected. Dividing our country into colors and still
to the debate. Is organic food marketing hype?
And here's where we are. We are about to hear closing statements from each debater. They will be 2 minutes each, and it's their last chance to change your minds. And from the audience vote beforehand, before the debate, 21% of you were for this motion, 45% were against, and 34% were undecided. And we'll ask you to vote again shortly, and we'll ask you in that way to pick our winner. But now on to round three, closing statements from each team in turn. Speaking first against the motion, organic food is marketing hype, Charles Benbrook, chief scientist at the Organic Center.
Thank you, John. As I said before, you know, this is about the claims or the positive attributes that are used in labeling and advertising to convince consumers to buy more organic food. That's what we're talking about. The claim that's most common and most known to Americans is about the significant reduction in pesticide use and risk that's associated with organic farming. And it's kind of a no-brainer. And that prohibition is embodied in the regulations. In terms of animal drugs, and in particular antibiotics and growth-promoting hormones, hormones that push animals to produce more quickly, organic farmers can't use them. It's against the rules. And that's, again, embodied in the standard. So when a company promotes organic food as better for animals, this is one of the reasons. The other claim that is ubiquitous is that organic farming is better for the environment. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has agreed with this. Organic farmers build soil. They reduce greenhouse gases. They reduce the loss of nitrogen into the groundwater. And again, this suite of benefits are embodied in binding, enforceable regulations that are a part of the rules. So please don't buy into the arguments of the other side that because organic farming can't feed the world and all these other claims that you should vote for this motion.
Thank you, Charles Benbrook. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype, and summarizing his position for the motion, John Krebs, principal of Jesus College, Oxford, and former chairman of the UK's Food Standards Agency.
I just want to make two points very briefly. First of all, we haven't really discussed what is organic food. When I was head of the Food Standards Agency, I asked to meet with the organic food sector. 10 people turned up, and I said, okay, I just want to talk to one of you. It turned out there are 10 different certification bodies for organic food in the UK, and they all disagree with one another. So it's one thing to say that there are standards that are followed, but those standards are completely different depending on who you talk to. And let's go back over these questions about marketing hype, because whether or not they're explicit claims made by the organic producers and organic marketers, they are certainly claims that people who buy organic food believe and accept. And those claims are either that it's better for you or that it's better for the environment. We've heard nothing this evening that really provides me with convincing evidence of either of those claims. Do pesticides pose a risk? Well, remember that organic farmers use insecticides, including one called rotenone, which is known to cause cancer in rats, is one of the most dangerous pesticides if you're worried about carcinogens in your food. So if you're worried about pesticide risk, don't eat organic food, don't eat conventional food. In fact, starve to death. Thank you.
Thank you, John Krebs. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype. We're in the closing statement section, and speaking against the motion, Jeffrey Steingarten, best-selling author and food critic for Vogue magazine.
There may be a lot of people in America who disagree about what organic food should mean, but we have a law. I mean, it's very hard to read it, and it's long, and it's very exacting. There's no doubt about the environmental dangers of conventional agriculture. You may have read that in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a dead zone, and it changes in size every year. It appears to come from all the nitrogen that is dumped in to the Mississippi River for 1,000, 2,000 miles all the way from Chicago, and it gets into the Gulf of Mexico, and it deprives plants and fish of oxygen. The size of the dead zone 2 years ago was about the size of New Jersey. There's no doubt to me that our conventional agriculture is doomed. The only question is, how soon?
Our motion is organic food is marketing hype, and summarizing his position in support of this motion, Blake Hurst, a farmer and vice president of the Missouri Farm Bureau.
The longest-term study and the go-to reference, if you look up organic yields, was done at the Rodale Institute. They had two organic plots, one which used manure as a fertilizer source. We don't have enough manure to fertilize all the acres that are in crops today. We would need 5 billion more cows in order to produce enough manure to use that much fertilizer. The other crop used a long rotation of using legumes and corn 2 years out of five, were legumes in order to produce the nitrogen for the corn or the cash crop the next year. So there you have it. That's the final point. Organic food in any given year can produce the same as conventional food. But over that five-year period, it only produced 60% as much. 2 years ago, we were at a 30-year low in food stocks and cereal grain stocks. Countries were banning the export of rice. Even here in the U.S., they limited the amount of rice you could buy because it was a short supply. They were trying to cut down on hoarding. We can have food problems. We can't solve them. We can't have hunger problems. We can't solve them with organic production. And that's why you should vote in favor of this motion.
Thank you, Blake Hurst. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype, and summarizing her position against the motion, Urvashi Rangan, who is Director of Technical Policy for the Consumers Union.
Thank you. Our opponents have just been off topic this entire evening, and the resolution is not about yield and how much organic yields versus conventional. Does it yield more or less? It's not about whether organic feeds the world or not. That's not the resolution. The resolution is whether it's marketing hype. John, on the other side, brought up, it doesn't offer health benefits. It doesn't, so therefore it's marketing hype. It was never designed to provide to be a healthier food product for you, the human being. It began as something that was positive for the earth, and my opponents did not refute not a single of my first three points in terms of poop being fed to animals. John, the UK closed up all the loopholes with animal feed, with mad cow. We didn't do that. And so organic offers that tangible benefit. We mitigate those exposures in organic food production. Secondly, with antibiotics, we have a big problem with the resistance of bacteria to antibiotics. Our opponents had no response whatsoever to that point. There's a tangible danger associated with conventional production, and therefore organic is not marketing hype. We urge you to vote against against this resolution.
Thank you, Arashi Rankin. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype, and summarizing his support for the motion, Dennis Avery, director of the Hudson Institute Center for Global Food Issues.
The actual reality is that 99.99% of the carcinogens that you ingest are from Mother Nature. They're there mostly in the plant foods that we eat and consume and brew. And therefore, if you're eating organic food at all this additional expense, you might be reducing your exposure to cancer by something on the order of 0.1%. I was a little surprised to find that we're also here tonight to discuss the pig poo in the waters of the state of North Carolina. But since I have, in fact, analyzed the data on that particular question, I can tell you that there has been no change in the water quality in North Carolina since they started growing hogs down there. There is a problem with the water quality below the cities because the sewage treatment plants don't deal adequately with the people poo.
Dennis Avery, your time is up.
Not the pigs.
Thank you very much. And that concludes this Intelligence Squared U.S. debate. And now it is time to learn which side has argued best. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype. Before the debate, 21% of you were for the motion, 45% were against the motion, 34% were undecided. After the debate, 21% remain for the motion, 69% are against, 10% are undecided. The side against the motion wins. Congratulations to them. Thank you from me, John Donvan, and from Intelligence Squared US.
And now, messages from Access Sacramento.